You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Vox Markets. I am John Heumann, and I'm delighted to be joined today by Mark Epstein, CEO of Mobile Streams, to talk about some very exciting news that the company reported yesterday. How are you doing, Mark?
Hey, John. I'm good. Great to be here. Great to talk to you.
Good to have you on. So you've picked up a very significant partnership with a company called Bitso, which is the largest crypto exchange in Mexico, and in fact, very large throughout Latin America. Talk us through the partnership and the significance.
I mean, look, this is quite simply a massive deal for us. We've been working on it for months. It's just a game changer in many, many ways. So Bitso, as you say, are not only the largest crypto exchange in Mexico, and I think they've got about 95% market share. So they are pretty much the only game in town in Mexico. So if you're doing anything with crypto in Mexico, which is our core market, 95% of the people doing anything with crypto are using a Bitso wallet. So in terms of customer reach, in-market customer reach, it's just enormous. But they're also the largest crypto-powered financial services company across the whole of Latin America, with an enormous presence in Brazil, enormous presence in Argentina, and growth in other areas as well. So for us, in terms of ability to reach customers, in effect, shelf space, this is like doing a deal with, you know, when they've got 95% of the market, this is like doing a deal with like Sainsbury's and Tesco for our products to go on the shelf space. Along with that, we've got the ability to create joint collections with them. And obviously they're an incredibly influential, powerful company in Mexico and Latin America, and they get a lot of inquiries. People that want to do NFTs. And we have the exclusive partnership, sports NFTs, which is the most valuable type of NFT. So for us, just an amazing deal. I think we've punched well above our weight with this one, taken a lot of negotiation. As you can imagine, they're a $2.2 billion company. They're an enormous company. And, you know, if you'd hear that they'd done a NFT deal with a sort of Dapper Labs or something that are worth $10 billion, it wouldn't be out of place. But no, they've done it with us. They've signed an exclusive with us. So I think that speaks to how far we've come in a short space of time and how well we've done. Because they can obviously see what we're doing in Mexico. And I think it speaks to how well we've done in Mexico in just a very short space of time since we launched the Heroes NFT brand in late September last year.
Let's talk about some of the products that you're going to get on the Bitso shelf. So as you say, it's NFTs and specifically sports NFTs. And you've mentioned, been making huge progress in the sports NFT business over the last year. Tell us exactly what these NFTs are and what we're going to be selling through Bitso.
Yeah, I mean, basically it's every single product we do, and we do a whole variety of products. Some have not even been released yet, but we do not only just trading card NFTs, we do experience NFTs, we do ticketing NFTs, we do some amazing experiences actually. We can do things with some of the clubs like the Atlante and the Caxa, where you can actually, if you have the highest one, you can play 11 of your mates, be 11 of the first team, believe it or not. You can go on the bus with them to away games. You can be in the changing room. You get VIP to every match. Just incredible. Money can't buy experiences. With Gabby, with one of the golfers that we've got, you know, you can do VIP with her. She'll do 9 or 18 holes with you. She'll have dinner with you. Her coach will coach you and some friends. So really, really hard to get things. So we do experience ticketing. We do actual ticketing NFTs. We do trading card NFTs. But also, we're going to be seeing a big expansion in the type of NFTs because we've got what's called multi-category NFT rights. So we can do clothing ranges with NFTs linked. We can do gaming NFTs. Lots of different types of NFTs, and some of which we're now going through the gears. So expect to see a wide variety of products. So in effect, with this Bitso deal, we're putting all the toys on the table. And together with Bitso, who are an amazing company full of incredibly, I mean, obviously they know the crypto space and the NFT space very well. They do the fan tokens with PSG, with Tigres and things like that. So they know the sporting space well. These are people that know well. And so together we're going to create, I think, some really amazing products for the customers. We're going to do some great things. And so it's a whole variety of products and very, very exciting time. Watch this space. But this quite simply is the, I think, honestly, this is genuinely the biggest deal that we can sign, because our main market is Mexico. Our main speaking market, even with Cadiz, is Spanish speaking. It's the Latin market. They're also fight crazy, so it works in Mexico. So in terms of wrestling and boxing, so the EFC works really well there, the Extreme Fight Championship that we also have. And so, I just think it's the biggest deal we could have signed. And the products we're going to launch together, I think, are going to be absolutely incredible.
Yeah, so it seems like the right place, Mexico, you know, the right part of the NFT market. My understanding is that sports NFTs are the fastest growing bit of the market. Yeah. And you're in Mexico, which as you say, is sports crazy.
Well, we're in Mexico. Mexico is it's really interesting to realise why Mexico. There's a few reasons. Well, first of all, Mexico is one of the fastest, if not the fastest growing commercial sports market in the world. Why is that? Well, they in America and a little bit of Canada have the next World Cup, but mainly Mexico and America. So you've got the World Cup coming very shortly, you know, in a few years' time. So that's leading to massive inward investment commercially in sports businesses, sports companies. Mm. Then you've got the National League, the main league, the top league, is sort of semi-merging in a way, or playing a lot more games now with MLS. So right now, this summer, the League's Cup's about to start. And they play multiple games. All the top tier Mexican teams play against the MLS teams. And so the exposure in the US market is going to dramatically increase. And that's only going to increase year after year after year, because the television companies have got together and they're trying to sell the rights jointly. So what you're seeing is a significant increase in the commercialization of value of the Mexican sporting market, as there's a lot of inward investment, the World Cup's coming, and the exposure to the US market is increasing rapidly. So all the brands we work with, brands that we've got now, brands that we'll have in the future, they're going to get massive exposure, not just to the 50 to 60 million Mexican consumers in the US, but the whole US market. And soccer and football, whatever they would call it, you know, soccer in America, is growing super fast. And the World Cup's only going to get that growth faster. And thirdly, because it can be done. You know, we're Moss, right? We're not worth hundreds of millions or anything like that. We have to be able to compete in the top league. And we don't have the capital resources or the finance to get Premier League teams and stuff like that. You know, those contracts are going for millions, and, you know, they're well documented. But we've somehow, you know, but we've looked at Mexico and we've somehow got ourselves into the leadership position. And with this Bitso deal now, we're the undoubted number one. There can be no doubt. If you're going to do a sporting NFT in Mexico, you're only really going to come to us, because we've got the exclusive deal with Bitso. We've got all the shelf space. We've got the best brand. We've got the top clubs. We've got great athletes. So think about it, you know, when we're talking to clubs or athletes now, the ease of conversation, the better commercial terms that we can get for the company. We're the only ones. If they want to work with someone else, fine, but they're not going to have access to 95% of the Mexican crypto market. They're not. It's what we've got. It. No, they can't get it. So it really gives us a big advantage. And I think without any doubt now, before it makes us the undisputed number one, both in terms of sales, volume, and reach in Mexico, probably the best market to have in terms of capital growth and value growth over the next few years, possibly in the world with the World Cup coming.
Exciting space. And I think you mentioned in your last half year statement that this is starting to translate into meaningful revenues from NFTs after you've pivoted to this as your main focus. I mean, I was really excited and fascinated to see when you did your first NFT drop for the Pumas, just how much demand there was.
Yeah, I mean, there's big demand for our products. We've sold hundreds of thousands worth of NFTs. People talk about demand. Demand, it's a sports crazy market.
Mm.
And again, the deal with Bitso just gets us the ability to get our products in front of consumers quicker in an easy way. And there's, you know, there's loads of ways we can now deliver those products to consumers. You know, when they're in market doing something with crypto on the web or the app or the Bitso app or the web, they can get a notification to buy a product or buy now, get X percent off. We can do email campaigns. We can do push messages. We can do website integration. There's a whole load of things. And the Mexican market, as you say, is an incredible market. So they're so passionate. You know, we've got the Mexican national team. And I remember in Qatar for the World Cup, you know, there were more Mexican fans almost than any other type of fan. And I said to the people we were with, I said, yeah, how come there's so many Mexican fans here? Because it's quite expensive to get to Qatar. And they said, look, they save up 2 or 3 years in a fund, a bit like the Christmas Club fund that we've heard of in the UK, but they have a World Cup fund. And that's their sort of pilgrimage every 4 years. And they're just so passionate. And, you know, we've got some amazing brands in Mexico. We're looking to grow our presence, obviously, in the territory. And also we're looking at where other places that obviously Bitso are strong. In Latin America, obviously Brazil, they're very strong in as well. Yeah. But Mexico is just an amazing market to operate in, I think, for us. Loads of interest. It's translated into, obviously, for a long time now, into real cash sales. You know, where it could go, it could, you know, super exciting. Obviously, we look at other companies like Dapper Labs that are worth 10 to 13 billion that, you know, sell enormous amount of product. You don't get there in a day. It's, you know, you don't get there in less than a year. It's impossible. But that's our ambition. And, you know, our ambition is to grow the value of the company. We don't obviously control that, it's, you know, on the stock market, but it's control. But strategically, I think if you look at the Bitso deal, where it gets us and where it can take us in the future and what the outcomes can be, it's clear to see it's an absolute sort of game changer for us. The partners we work with, getting new partners, reaching customers, yeah, it's incredible.
What is it that your partners see in NFTs? Why is it that they're so keen to use these? Is it a promotional thing?
Yeah, I think it's a holistic thing with other abilities to sell. It's a completely new way to get money into the club or the athlete to make money, basically. And it offers a range of possibilities to reach consumers you wouldn't normally reach. So, and also as the demographic of consumer changes, like young people, they want to experience things digitally and they want to express themselves digitally in the digital space. And with an NFT, you can do that. You can be your avatar, you can play in a game, you can share it with people, you can have social influence and credit depending on NFT. Plus you can trade them. And existing products are very hard to trade. And there's a royalty as well. So after the initial sale, there's like a royalty we bake in of 5% that gets split between us and the athlete of the club. And that's in perpetuity every time it's traded. So if you sell a jersey, normally, say you sell a jersey, or a physical item. You have to stock it, create it, stock it, ship it, pack it, you know, inventory it, and there's lead times and costs to all that. And then NFT, once, you know, we've invested, we've already got the platform, and actually I'll talk about the advances we've made this year in that, which have been tremendous. But then NFT, you just, once you've got the platform, the margins are enormous because you don't have any of that. It's just digital, it's done. And then of course you've got the resale value. So you can sell globally to fans all over the world without any additional costs and get a royalty after the initial sale. So there's lots of advantages. It's customer growth, awareness growth, demographic growth, re-engagement, retargeting, additional commercial opportunity. So I think it's just the sort of next generation. And NFTs are a bit of a Trojan horse into everything. So, you know, an NFT contract gives us the rights, as I say, to do everything from trading cards and digital merchandise, to ticketing, to clothing, to gaming. And most of our contracts are multi-NFT, right? So, you know, that's for us and for the clubs and for the athletes, you know, it's the future.
Yeah, it's come a long way since the days of the Panini football sticker album that I grew up with. So.
Yeah, next generation Panini.
So obviously there's some massive tech behind this. And you raised some money last year to develop this business. Presumably, you know, you've been spending that, as you say, developing the platform. Tell us about what's going on there.
Yeah, I mean, we've made massive strides this year. So we started off, when did we launch it? Towards the end of September last year. And it was just purely crypto. And we launched it as a crypto, a sort of V1 base level version of the platform. And now if you look at us today, we've obviously got Bitso was brought in. We've now got to handle all the crypto side. But we've basically detect NFTs. So if you go to Heroes NFT Club today, you can buy an NFT. Literally, you go on it, and under 10 seconds, we've integrated with Apple Pay and Google Pay. We've got a self-creating wallet. You don't need to touch crypto. The only crypto-related point of this is you receive the NFT, and it's like the boarding pass you get, you know, when you fly on your phone. It's like that. You literally pay for it. So if you were to go on now, anyone listening to this goes to heroesnftclub.com now. Go and buy. We've got some cheap NFTs for $5. If it takes you 10 seconds, I'd be surprised. You just double press on your phone. NFT's done. You get the email with it. You get the wallet created. We have detect NFTs. That's not nothing. We've got probably one of the easiest, if not the easiest interface that exists. And if you look at valuations of companies that have not even sold anything, they're just developing platforms to us. They're massively in excess of ours, like 5, 10x easy, just without revenue. So obviously we're listed, so we have a different valuation metric and we're traded and things like that. But the simple fact is, just on the tech side, the improvements we've made this year to integrate with Apple Pay, Google Pay, you can do PayPal, you can buy with us. We're looking to take that even further, make it even easier. You can just I'd ask people who are listening just to try, you know, go and buy an NFT and see how quick and easy it is. It's really simple on our platform. So we've improved the tech massively. We've invested in that because that's great for our customers and it's great in terms of value creation for the business as a whole. And for the long term, and in terms of the future, in terms of, you know, if a bigger company would want to buy us, or in terms of growing the business naturally, organically, it's brilliant. You've got to have that tech foundation, and we have it, and we have our own IP. You know, we built that platform ourselves, and we've done it. The team has done an incredible job on that. And obviously, you know, again, companies like Bitso, $2.2 billion companies that are global leaders. They're a Mexican unicorn company. They're known as being like the unicorn of Mexico. You know, they've looked at us. They've assessed us. They looked at everything. You know, looked at all the tech. So, for you know, I think that's another testament that we can do a deal this big, because they looked at the way we've handled the social. They looked at the way we built that brand here as NFT Club. They looked at the way we've done the technical side, the customer experience side, and that all plays a role in being able to, you know, deliver a deal of this size, which I don't think many people thought we could probably do. Because you'd expect a sort of billion-dollar company to do a deal with them or something, not us. But yeah, so we've done an awful lot in that space, sold a lot of product. We're in a great shape in every way, product, tech, partnerships, and we're now looking to sort of grow quickly, grow everything we're doing, basically, and take the company to the next level.
Lots of fantastic and ambitious growth plans. How's the cash position?
Yeah, I mean, actually, the cash position is strong. I've got to be a bit careful what I say, because, you know, we obviously report ourselves to the market, but we've got really ambitious plans. I think currently our cash position is actually a bit ahead of our forecast. So that's good. We're in a good position there. And I think across the business, we're looking, you know, to really expand on what we've achieved. And now that we've moved to the next level in terms of ability to sell and credibility in the market, I think it's a bit certain it brings us a lot of credibility. I think it's going to give us a big, big impetus to push forward. And I think it's going to give us the ability to deliver a lot more value in the deals that we do going forwards and create a lot more value for shareholders as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Certainly captured the market's attention yesterday. Big jump on this news. But it's an absolutely fantastic deal. And it sounds like an amazing foundation to build from. Mark, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you.
Thank you very much.
No problem. And if you want to keep up with developments at Mobile Streams, follow MOS on Vox Markets. Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.